Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to put in perspective some of the intense attention that was given to the anniversary, the first anniversary of January 6th last week. There's an outstanding piece, and it's one of the more perceptive things that's been written about the whole context of January 6th. Is a piece called Insurrections and Double Standards, and it's posted in City Journal by the one and only Heather McDonald. Heather has been a frequent guest on this show, well, because she writes so well and so perceptively in many of the most dire issues that we face as a society, including particularly the issue of the exploding rate of crime and criminality. Heather is the Thomas W. Smith Fellow at Manhattan Institute, and she's a contributing editor of City Journal and a New York Times best-selling author. She's recipient of the 2005 Bradley Prize. Heather, congratulations on this piece, and let me make clear at the outset, you are not expressing sympathy or support of any kind for the rioters who participated on January 6th, are you?
Not in the least. They have discredited conservatives' claim to be the party of law and order. Those people who assaulted cops, and we have this on video, have put themselves in the same category as the, frankly, far more lethal Black Lives Matter race thugs who have actually been killing cops at a record rate. Nevertheless, we shouldn't underestimate, in reacting to the clear, patent, and laughable exaggeration of what happened on January 6th on the part of the mainstream media, we shouldn't make the opposite mistake of not taking it seriously at all. It's a dangerous precedent if it becomes the norm in this country.
Well, one of the things that you write in your piece is, so far the most concrete fallout from the January 6th tantrum is not a dagger in the throat of democracy, as President Joe Biden put it in a speech at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. There was no chance, you write, that the clownish crew of disorganized, deluded Trump acolytes would reverse the election outcome or permanently halt the vote certification. So what was the greatest danger? I mean, in other words, I've asked people this a lot. Nobody seems to have an answer. What's the worst thing that could have happened as a result of January 6th?
Well, had this in fact been a plot, and the FBI has told us that it wasn't, and yet the you know, Congressional Select Committee keeps pretending that this was some big conspiracy theory, but had the vandals and the trespassers succeeded in seriously halting the counting of the vote, the problem is the precedent that would set for losing parties to use physical force to disrupt the constitutional transfer of power. In this case, there's just not a chance that was going to happen. They were outmatched. The vast majority of people trespassing in the Capitol were really looking more like tourists than anything else. But there was a handful of people who behaved just appallingly. And had they actually managed to terrorize or disrupt, intimidate enough to stop or reverse the outcome of the electoral count, I think that would have been a very serious portent for our democracy.
Well, as you say also in your piece, it would have actually disrupted a precious part of our Anglo-American tradition of peaceful transfer of power. I wondered if, let me try this with you. I came across a quote, and it's an excellent quote, and I wonder if you can help folks out there recognize the source. The quote is, "Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to the outgoing president and the first lady for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent." Do you know who said that?
Possibly Barack Obama about Bush. I don't know.
No, it's Donald Trump about
Donald
Barack
Trump.
Obama.
I see.
Can
well,
you imagine.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm certainly not going to defend Trump's behavior. He's there was much in the Biden speech on the anniversary, the joyful anniversary celebrations, although they were also the Democrats were also quite disappointed in the 1 year anniversary of January 6th because they'd been hoping for a repeat of criminal activity, of violence, trespassing. It didn't happen, so their narrative about white supremacy has been disproven again and again. Nevertheless, Biden did say some true things in his otherwise demagogic speech, and one of them was that Trump is interested more in power than principle, and is doing a real disservice to the country at this point, I think, in continuing to promote this idea of a rigged election. The problem is, and this makes it just difficult to talk about it, the people who believe it sincerely believe it. And if you sincerely believe that the election was rigged, I would say doing so against the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. But if you sincerely believe that, then you're not disrupting government. You're trying to save the Constitution. And so that just makes it difficult to find a way to talk about what happened that would satisfy the way both sides see the problem.
And look, that's a very, very good point. Let me ask you, because you write in your piece about insurrections and double standards, and it's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, you write about this torment that we went through. I mean, virtually every night in Portland, destruction of property and disruption of businesses and destruction of people's lives. That seems to have slowed down. I mean, it's as if people have shifted from organized riots to just disorganized, old-fashioned criminality. Why do you think we are not seeing more property destruction, mass marches? Why is that going out of fashion, thank God?
Well, maybe because of Trump is no longer in office, and so the idea that the country is presided over by a white supremacist is something that is completely false. I mean, I am critical of Trump where he deserves to be criticized, but I will not. He is not a racist. He's not a misogynist. He's not a xenophobe, and he's certainly not a white supremacist. But that is the left's favorite line, and so I think that having him in office served as a pretext for that type of often racial but sometimes simply anti-law and order, anti-bourgeois behavior. But as you mentioned, Michael, I mean, what we're seeing instead is something that is really should be acknowledged is of equal threat to the stability of a peaceful civil society, which is rampant crime and looting. You know, the government has a fundamental obligation to protect the sanctity of property, and to some people's ears that may sound irrelevant, Priscilla, what a triviality, property, that's just for rich people. No, you cannot build a business, you cannot have any kind of normal life if you think everything is going to be stolen from you at any minute, especially a small business owner.
Heather McDonald, read her piece. It is profoundly important. Thank you, as always, for your contributions. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just to keep you up to date, there have been 60,090,637 coronavirus cases in the United States and 837,664 people have died. That from Johns Hopkins University Medical School. The United States has administered 519,335,422 vaccine doses. Today, 74.3% of all Americans have received at least one vaccine dose, and 62.5% have been fully vaccinated. And one of the things that's very important is again, to try to keep track of where we are and what's true and what's false, which is truly important. There was a national TV broadcast that proclaimed, and this not on a minor network, it was on Fox, it proclaimed the boosters aren't working. There's evidence that people who get the boosters are more likely to get the latest variant of COVID-19. The Kansas City Star editorial board actually did an editorial about this. So this is not just false, but it is the opposite of the truth. In fact, according to a study by researchers at the Massachusetts General Hospital, MIT, and Harvard, an additional booster dose of Moderna or Pfizer mRNA-based vaccine is essential, providing far greater immunity against the Omicron variant. Again, when there is nonsense floating out there, and I know people, oh, this is a matter of opinion. To you, it's nonsense. To somebody else, it may look good. Yes, but there is such a thing as a connection with evidence. There is this, in terms of evidence, our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This is actually just a masterful tweet because it gets within the assigned parameters of Twitter a great deal of information and material. And the tweet is from Meghan McCain. And she tweets that it's just at Meghan, M-E-G-H-A-N, McCain, on Twitter. She says, just getting this straight, Democrats' agenda into midterms and 2024 is, full colon, number one, non-citizens should have the right to vote. And we've talked about this on the air. They just did this in New York City. It is now a situation where in local elections, they can't do it for federal elections because New York doesn't get to define federal citizenship or federal voting requirements, but they can for the city. This means in city elections now, people who are non-citizens in New York City, and I think there are 800,000 of them who will now have the right to vote, which of course takes away the whole meaningful idea that there is a significant difference between being a citizen and not. This is a disaster. Number two in the Democrats' agenda for the midterms in 2024. STFU parents. And STFU, for those of you unschooled, stands for shut the up, parents. Number three, defund the police. Number four, COVID forever. Number five, we should look the other way at crimes other than murder and rape. Look, I think there's a lot to be said for that, except the last one is too generous because there are even cases of murder and rape that under the right circumstances there are people who are very liberal prosecutors and others who would like us to look away from, or certainly to be less judgmental, unforgiving about such crimes. Way to go, Meghan McCain. The ongoing politics of what is happening now and the emphasis that the president and the vice president are putting on voting rights is basically become a major pretext for getting rid of the filibuster, because they're saying that it is so essential to get that John Lewis Voting Rights Bill passed, which is a bill that would totally take over by the federal government the constitutionally assigned to the states right to organize your own voting procedures. This is why Senator Lindsey Graham actually was pleading with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to hold their ground and not to go along with what Biden and Harris are trying to promote, which is changing the filibuster rules, getting rid of any requirement other than just that 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris plus one that they want to substitute for the idea of a 60-vote requirement in the Senate. Here is Senator Graham talking about the situation right now.
This effort to change the Senate rules, legislative filibuster, I think will destroy America over time. We turn the Senate and the House. This is one of the most important weeks that I've had in the Senate. And I'm hoping Joe Manchin and Sinema, Senator Sinema, hold. I think they will. God bless them if they do.
God bless them indeed. And it may sound overstated for Lindsey Graham to say, well, this is going to be the end of America. It will destroy America over time. It's not ridiculous. And I spoke last week about this very memorable telephone interview that I had with a 13-year-old, brilliant 13-year-old young lady who was doing an assignment in school. And her assignment was about the Great Compromise, the so-called Connecticut Compromise, called the Connecticut Compromise because it was introduced by one of the most fascinating members of the Constitutional Convention. His name was Roger Sherman. He was a shoemaker. And he was the only individual who was involved in the actual writing of both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But that compromise was that you have two different houses of Congress and they have different setups and different rules. And yes, right now, Chuck Schumer wants to erase that.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva have ended. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister holding a meeting that lasted more than 7 hours. As far as what we can expect and what Russia is thinking, former Defense Secretary under President Obama, Leon Panetta, believes
this is a dangerous moment between Russia, the United States, and our allies. And we can either work out a negotiated settlement here over these next few days, or it can wind up in military confrontation with all the consequences that will result from that. So it's very difficult, I think, at this point to even begin to anticipate which direction Putin is going to take.
TMZ reporting that Betty White had a stroke about a week before she passed away on New Year's Eve. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved show, the you remember the old and vastly overrated movie, major Oscar contender, didn't quite make the awards that people expected to win. I'm talking about Brokeback Mountain, where of course there's this famous line, "I just don't know how to quit you," and it's about two cowboys in love. You know, the it's sort of, and by the way, it's an interesting double feature without giving anything away, with Power of the Dog, which just won Best Drama at the Golden Globes over the weekend. Anybody pay attention to the Golden Globes, or the scandal has basically wiped it away from people's consciousness? They have two different awards that they give out every year. One is for the best comedy or musical, and okay, West Side Story definitely qualifies as a musical comedy. Not comedy, really. It's a musical tragedy because it's based on Romeo and Juliet. Anyway, West Side Story won for musical and Power of the Dog won for drama. In any event, I just don't know how to quit you. Just don't know how to quit you. Well, that's it. Nancy Pelosi and company don't know how to quit January 6th. They just can't get enough. And this is part of what's very funny in Heather McDonald's piece that we were just talking about, her piece about insurrections and double standards. Of course it's not an insurrection. An insurrection has some planning to it. An insurrection is a plot. It basically is an attempt seriously to change government. If there was any serious plot on the part of the people who crashed into the Capitol and created all that havoc and were such a disgrace to our country, it certainly has not been exposed as yet. And I don't think it will be exposed. And if it is, it's totally incoherent. In any event, when you talk about totally incoherent, the Speaker of the House was trying to urge passage of federal voting rights legislation. And this is basically having to do with the way you handle absentee ballots and the way you handle early voting, and just basically extending all of these to federal standards so that voting would be more uniform, that states would not be allowed to make their own decisions. But listen to how she equates somehow Republican efforts at voting integrity, and most Americans do agree that requiring some form of identification before you vote is, it has 80% support. Majority of Democrats support voter ID, which is the main thing that Republicans have been aiming for in some of the voter integrity legislation Republican legislatures have passed. But this is what Nancy Pelosi has to say against all of that. This is clip two.
They're doing across the country is really a legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th, which is to undermine our democracy, to undermine the integrity of our elections, to undermine the voting power, which is the essence of a democracy.
Okay. I, by the way, we'll get you right to the front. If anybody wants to try to explain to me why that's a justifiable thing to say, that actually calling for voter identification or changing the method by which you register people and count votes, that is the equivalent of January 6th. January 6th was vandalism and smearing blood and feces on part of the Capitol building. And speaking of blood and feces on part of the Capitol building, Pelosi was there. She was being interviewed by Anderson Cooper in Statuary Hall at the Capitol last week. That was part of the, it's a former House of Representatives, Statuary Hall. And that's where Biden spoke, gave his speech from on January 6th. And it's also part of the building that was ransacked during the riot on January 6th. And she's just remarkable, Nancy Pelosi. Listen to what she said to Anderson Cooper as they were wandering around Statuary Hall and she was being interviewed. Listen.
But Lincoln, whose desk was right over there. Rosa Parks, who's looking at us from over here, she wanted to be seated. She told me that in her statue, she wanted her to be seated as she was seated on the bus. And so many other heroes. Some of these people have to go, and we have a bill to get rid of them. But nonetheless, some of the newer people we are very proud to have in the Capitol with more diversity, shall we say.
Okay, it's extraordinary. I mean, some of these people have to go from Statuary Hall. One of the people that they are moving out from Statuary Hall is a saint of the Catholic Church. No, I'm not making it up. This is true. It's Junipero Rosera, who was a remarkable human being. And you read stories about the man. He deserved to be a saint. He was deeply concerned about spreading the gospel. Yes, he did the unspeakable crime, or at least it's a crime in the minds of some of the people who wanted to get rid of his statue, which had been contributed by California. And this, again, is one of those idiot things that is a symptom of some of the illness that we have in our country right now. Statuary Hall, the idea was each state gets to select two people who will represent that state in Statuary Hall. And, okay, I understand they wanted to get rid of Confederates, people who had been Confederate generals, or I believe that John C. Calhoun had been sent there because he was twice Vice President of the United States. And a distinguished guy, other than being a huge defender of slavery and being the ideological father or grandfather of secession. I understand you want to remove John Calhoun from Statuary Hall. But for the Speaker of the House to say, we need to get rid of some of these people, more diversity, so shall we say. Really? You see, that idea that history changes as we change is deeply misleading. The history is there. There is no way you're going to change the outlook on history to make Lincoln look like a bad guy. And the crap that infuriates me about him having murdered so many Native Americans because there were 14 people who were executed. Actually, there were more. It was 35 people who were executed for having launched an Indian rebellion. Lincoln, see, this drives me crazy. It was in Minnesota. It's in the middle of the Civil War, 1862. And there was a major Sioux Indian uprising that killed literally hundreds of white settlers, raped a multitude of women, took other women prisoner, and it was a horrible, horrible thing. And in the military tribunals that followed this Dakota War, as it was called, because the Sioux tribe was also the Lakota tribe. In any event, the military tribunal had condemned 300 people to death. Lincoln commuted all those sentences. In the middle of the war, he went over each case individually to save as many of the Indians, the Native Americans, as he could. And for this, there are people from Minnesota who want to get rid of Lincoln in their statuary. We will be back on the Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. Everybody makes mistakes. It happens. It happens. But when you make a mistake, and it's a glaring mistake, and it's in the height of international attention, because you're a member of the Supreme Court of the United States. In fact, let's say you're the Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and you say something that is just completely wrong. And this happened the other day when the Supreme Court was taking question period about whether they are going to allow the continuation of President Biden's plans for a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, by the way, this judgment that they're making has nothing to do with whether the vaccines are effective or the vaccines are not effective or whether they're needed or not needed. It has to do with the authority that the president is using to impose those vaccine mandates. And the authority is based upon the Medicare Act, which is complicated because what it says is basically you are going to have to impose some kind of mandate because every hospital in the country is getting money from Medicare or from Social Security or both. The other basis is the OSHA, is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So the questioning, by the way, looks like the court is going to be very dubious about granting Biden that authority. But part of the questioning that was more sympathetic to the president came from Sonia Sotomayor, who mentioned the alarming statistic that there are 100,000 children who are hospitalized right now with the Omicron strain. Now, the truth is, almost no children have actually gotten the Omicron strain. It's not common. Certainly not gotten and needed to be hospitalized. The actual number that comes across, as you'll see, is 3,500 children. So the difference between 100,000 and 3,500 children, you can do the math. But notice the way that some of the fans of Justice Sotomayor and voices in the mainstream media like Sonny Hostin on The View say that even though she made a huge mistake, Sonia Sotomayor is still right
Listen, this is clip 15.
Well, first, I just want to reframe this a little bit about Justice Sotomayor, because while, you know, she may not be accurate for current hospitalizations in children, she is correct that we have more children in the hospital now more than ever before. And it certainly reflects the current cases in children. Right now, we have 82,843 children sick with COVID. More than 1,000 children have died from the virus. And in addition, about 7.8 million children have caught COVID since the pandemic started. And so those are just the numbers. And so while fewer than 83,000 kids have been hospitalized with the virus, we have kids sick with COVID more than we ever have before. And so that's a real thing, and those are real numbers.
No, but she was wrong. And she's, by the way, acknowledged that. But Brett Baer on Fox News spoke about this same matter to the director of the Centers for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky. And the more accurate number is not 100,000, it's not 83,000. It is, in fact, 3,500 children who are in hospital with Omicron. She exaggerated the numbers to be 28 times larger, did Sonia Sotomayor, than the actual data say. Listen, this is clip 16.
We just heard about the U.S. Supreme Court currently deciding the fate of the president's vaccine mandates. In the questioning, Justice Sonia Sotomayor made this statement.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
Now, as we can find from Friday, suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. And for those children who are not children eligible for vaccination, we do know that they are most likely to get sick with COVID if their family members aren't vaccinated. So the most important thing we can do for those children to keep them out of the hospital is to vaccinate them and to vaccinate their family members around them.
Understood. But the number is not 100,000. It's roughly 3,500. In hospitals now. Yes, there are,
and in fact, what I will say is, while pediatric hospitalizations are rising, they're still about 15-fold less than hospitalizations of our older age demographic.
A straight answer, and good for her. We also have Chris Christie. He was on ABC, and he had this to say about the current Biden COVID strategy. Listen.
Well, he couldn't be much more wrong than he's been of late. To be 22 months into this crisis and to have people waiting online for testing and not be able to get tests after he appropriated $1.9 trillion to try to deal with this when he first came into office is incompetence of a monumental scale. And so the president better come up with something new to deal with this and a new way of approaching it. But one of the ways would be, how about getting competent on testing? Because that's a key part of the strategy of moving forward here and trying to keep people safe, is to keep people apprised of their status, to try to lessen the spread of Omicron, which is obviously a much more contagious strain than some of the other strains that we've had, certainly the Delta strain. That, you know, so that's Joe Biden's first problem. His second problem is that he's dealing in a situation now where he has set extraordinarily high expectations. He was going to defeat the virus. It was the wrong way to go about this from the beginning. He oversold on the vaccines. It was never that the vaccines were going to prevent you from getting COVID. It was going to prevent you from being hospitalized or from dying from COVID. So he set too high an expectation. He's now not hit that mark. He's failed on testing. He needs a new story, George, and he needs one fast.
Okay, we have a new story, and it's an alternative story, much more uplifting. It's a new movie. And one that you can actually see online. It is called CODA, which stands for Children of Deaf Adults. And it's fascinating. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A high school senior from a family of fishermen who wants to be a professional singer also happens to be a CODA, which stands for a child of deaf adults. In the powerful new coming-of-age story featuring Marley Matlin, which is called CODA, now available on Apple TV+.
You're the girl with the deaf family?
Yeah.
And you sing. Interesting.
I want to do this.
There are plenty of pretty voices with nothing to say. Do you have something to say?
And there's a lot to say, with wonderful performances from all concerned, especially the family members played by real deaf actors. It feels like a true story with its salty setting in Gloucester, Massachusetts, but it's actually a skillful remake of a French film from several years ago. Eugenio Derbez, is also outstanding as a sympathetic music teacher. Rated PG-13 for passing sex references, some of them in sign language. 3 stars for the moving and memorable CODA. And it is one of those films that, some of it you could say it's predictable, but there's a young star named Amelia Jones who plays the one hearing member of this family, and she is extraordinary in this performance. Speaking about extraordinary performances, Juan Williams, who for many, many years was a notable contributor to Fox Network, now says that American democracy will die unless voting rights are protected by some of the federal legislation being pushed by Democrats. He'll be joining us to explain that position, not one that I agree with at all, but we will talk about it tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to the author of a new report in the Wall Street Journal that says a generation of American men gave up on college. A whole generation? How can he say that? I will speak to the author next time on the Medved Show. And some disturbing news from Norway. They are handing out something special and new to members of their military. Used underwear. Now, first of all, it's gross. But secondly, okay, why? We will solve that Scandinavian mystery and ever so much more. Next time, Tuesday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.